Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Drag City Man! Drag City Man!
Okay, Patrick, one of the great things about Suburbs Fest is, and this is the second one we've had, although the first one in this part of the country, here in the Chicagoland, they call it, right? Do they, is that real? Do they call it Chicagoland, or is that, am I making that up?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't like it, right?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Anyway, one of the great things about this is I get to, like, meet in person people who I've sort of known.
Yes.
Or I have known for some time, and so, like, a friendship with, and now, like, here's a guy right here, Scott Parks.
How's it going, guys?
Finally get to hang out with him, right?
I know. It's amazing. Yesterday was like a dream come true, to be honest with you. Like, just hanging out with
everybody.
Well,
let's not take it too far, Scott. No,
it was awesome. It was awesome. So,
it is great. It is great. Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're doing little mini episodes here with folks who are attending the fest. And Scott from a place we will not name, he is going to pick the topic. So what do you have, Scott?
Well, I'm going to steal Patrick's thunder a little bit here, and I'm going to do a What Was First episode.
Oh, sweet.
Can't guarantee that the information is 100% correct, but I'm pretty sure it is, and I definitely do not have 10 minutes to talk, or 10 minutes of content.
Timer. Okay. Go ahead.
I definitely don't have 10 minutes of content to talk about. Because
now that I don't believe. I
did my research while we
were... You're the reason we brought the timer.
I did my research while I was listening to all of the previous episodes being recorded. So, but as everyone knows out there, I'm a record collector and have been collecting records for several years. And since we're in the suburbs of Chicago, I figured I would maybe look into what was first for a Chicago label. And it's one of my favorite labels, and it is Drag City.
Oh, great.
So Drag City is a Chicago label started in 1989 by two friends. Let me see what their names are. I can't remember. It was established in, it says 1990 on Wikipedia, but I'm pretty sure it was 89, by Dan Koretsky and Dan Osborne. You know, a lot of the bands that I like and artists I like on the label are Bill Callahan, Will Oldham, Ty Siegel is on there, Silver Jews, so all of Berman's catalog, David Berman's catalog is on there. They've got Joanna Newsom, a whole bunch of artists that I like. What I was reading about the label, they said that, you know, an artist that is one for them, they basically share a sense of humor is what they said. And a lot of the artists are also like very voracious readers. And so there's a lot of things that kind of go into the music, and you can kind of like dig into the lyrics and lyrical content. So it's a little bit of a background of it. So again, I don't have a whole lot of information because I've sat here listening to several recordings. But so we'll get to what was first. And DC One is a single from the band Royal Trucks.
Really?
And it is called Hero Zero, backed with Love Is. So Royal Trucks, not a band that I'm super familiar with, but I know they're like a noise rock duo.
Yeah, I saw them once open for Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Which would make sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, they're definitely different than some of the other artists that I listen to on Drag City. But that's what's so cool about Drag City. It's not just one genre or one type of music. They actually was the first label that Pavement was on too.
That's right.
Which is,
yeah.
I think DC2 was actually a Pavement single. And then they ended up getting signed to Matador after that. But I just like how they have a lot of different variations of types of music, and but they all kind of have the same sensibility. It's like a family being a part of that label. So I don't know if you guys know about Royal Trucks or Drag City. Again, I know a lot of the albums, but I don't know a lot about the history of it. So I don't know if you've actually done any research on Drag City yet.
No, and I don't even know if that was on the list. So that's fantastic. Oh, well, so that's great. I do know I have that record.
Outside,
Yeah, Royal Trucks are great. They're very, you know, we were talking about non-musical elements, and I like their records a lot because they feel like they're really worked on. Like, it feels like they've spent a lot of time layering elements on top of it. Maybe it's guitar overdubs, maybe not necessarily non-musical, but there are some of that things in there too. So
sure.
It doesn't feel like they just went in the studio and blasted it out. You know, they listen back and put a lot into it. They're really rich. They kind of like open up if you listen to them. So I think they're a great underrated band, really do. Yeah, it's a great label.
Well, and what another thing I like about Drag City is they keep everything in print. It's like Discord.
Yeah.
So like Discord tends to try to keep things in print, keeps things, you know, relatively inexpensive. So it might not be in print all the time, but they will reprint something or repress something a couple of years after a previous repress. During the pandemic, I would buy a whole bunch of records from Bandcamp on Bandcamp Fridays. So I completed my Silver Jews discography, you know, tried to get as many things as I could from Bill Callahan and Bonnie Prince Billy and Will Oldham. And you're buying it, instead of buying it on Discogs for $40 because it hasn't been pressed for 20 years, you can buy it for $17, $18.
Right.
And, you know, they want their music to get out there, and they want people that are physically collecting it to be able to get that and you know, make it easy to get. So
fantastic. Cool. Yeah.
Why is the label called Drag City? Do you have that information?
I don't have that information.
I don't know.
I might
really
be able to figure that out eventually, but yeah. Not in the...
know this? Any Chicago music fans know why it's called Drag City?
I do not know.
I told you that I wasn't going to have a lot of information since...
I know their logo has like a tire like peeling out on it.
So like a drag race?
Yeah, I think.
So I know there's the song Drag City, but I doubt that has anything to do with it. I'm not really sure. I don't know of anything about Chicago that would make me think about
how much time?
Drag City.
Oh, wow. We
got a lot.
We have like 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Should we just go right to the bag of questions for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go to
maybe
the bag of questions.
Maybe you'll get a couple of them.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be cool.
This is scary.
Don't be scared. Among friends. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. All right. Scott Parks, your first question from the bag of questions. Here's the deal. You can have $10 million.
Okay.
Which you would buy a lot of records
I would,
with.
Yes.
Okay. You can have $10 million, but you have to live the rest of your life as Kid Rock's roommate. Do you make that deal?
Oh, my God. I probably would make that deal, honestly. Because I could buy a record store and just never go home. Just live at the record store.
No, but see, you have to be his roommate. You have to live with him.
I can officially be his roommate, right? But you're not always home, right? You go to work sometimes or go places. So
he might follow you around.
He could. He might. Yeah, maybe I'll.
You wouldn't have to hire him at the record store.
Put a room in the back so he can do his whatever that is. So I don't know. I'd probably take the $10 million though.
All right.
Is it taxed? Is the $10 million taxed? That might make a difference.
All right, let's go on. Let's see. Next question. All right, what's a song lyric that relates to how you feel today? Let's see. You got a lot of time to think about it.
Friday morning coming down.
Friday morning. That's pretty good. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm more of a melody person. So let's see. What's a song lyric? Thank God it's Friday. We'll put it that way.
All right. There you go. Anybody else? Come on, Bob. What's a song lyric that relates to how you feel today?
All right, this is from Elvis Costello's Big Light off of King of America. My hangover this morning had a personality.
That's a good one. All right.
Too many minutes. Sorry.
Yeah, we still got time left. We're going to give you one more here. This will be it, though. Three's the limit for a person to endure. Okay, here we go. What is a thing? Can be anything. What is a thing that everybody loves, but you just don't get the appeal of it?
Everybody loves. I know a lot of people like mayonnaise, and I despise mayonnaise.
Is that right? Wow.
So that's, you know, I really don't like any toppings on sandwiches and things like that. So let's say that to lettuce too. Ugh, hate lettuce. So
you're a joyless person.
maybe my song lyric should have been, "I just can't be happy today." That's not true. Today,
I would like to order, you know, number three on the menu, that sandwich, but please, no joy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks everybody.
All right, thank you.
That parks everyone. And if any listeners have the answer to the why is it called Drag City,
let us know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have somebody for tomorrow lined up? Yeah. All right. We do. So we'll do this again tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, not really. We'll do it right now. But
yeah.
Tomorrow as far as everybody else. Okay.
They know.
All right. We're here at the Suburbs Fest. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
My hangover this morning had a personality.